This reflection is based on the first reading for Saturday, March 11th, from Micah 7, 14 through 15 and 18 through 20. God who removes guilt and pardons sin for the remnant of his inheritance. This reading speaks a little to the Jewish understanding of forgiveness and salvation. In the Jewish religion, seeking forgiveness for your offenses was one of the most essential fundamentals of their faith. The process of forgiving others was through teshuvah, which is translated as return, and denotes a return to God or our fellow humans through the repentance of sin. Teshuvah is a four-step process that involves an inward acknowledgement and regret over your actions, immediately ceasing the harmful action, verbalizing the mistake and asking for forgiveness from the wrong party, coupled with restitution or compensation, and finally, making a firm commitment to avoid this mistake in the future. They believed that lacking genuine teshuva by the offender would encourage increased lawlessness. According to the Jewish faith, forgiveness could only be offered by the person that was aggrieved. Consequently, if someone committed murder, no forgiveness was possible. Forgiveness from God was only involved when committing an offense against God directly. So while God did remove guilt and pardon sinners, it was limited to sins against God. This was especially true for them collectively when they sinned as a society. This leads to the concept of salvation. In this reading, Micah talks about how God removes guilt and pardons sins for the remnant of his inheritance. This phrase refers to the remainder of the Jewish nation after the Exodus. In the Jewish belief, salvation was provided to them as a whole group of people, not individually. Salvation was collective and national, not personal and individual. That's why it was important for them to be God's chosen people. They alone had the ability for salvation. Within this context, it was expected that the Jews would function together spiritually and be accountable to one another. The concept of salvation was tied to restoration for Israel. As we travel our Lenten journey, diving into the incredible differences between Jesus' teaching and the Jewish tradition of the day helped me immensely. I understand better now why Jesus was such a threat to Jewish leadership. He was challenging two of the most important principles of their beliefs. Looking to God for forgiveness would lead to incredible lawlessness. Their understanding of forgiving others was critical in their minds to maintaining civility. Considering that salvation was individual, not collective, would minimize all they held dear as the chosen people of God. It would minimize the worth and value of their society and undermine their entire beliefs. To the Jewish leaders, Jesus' teaching would undermine the very fabric of their society. I better understand now why Jesus was seen to be such a threat to the Jewish leadership, even to the point that they would try and have him killed. This was a huge and radical departure, and in their minds, would unravel everything that they held dear. I pray these insights help you as well. Your fellow sojourner, Deb Ayers.